There will be a bunch of position battles, but not one that includes our next guest, who will head into training camp as a starter, be a starter into the season, hopefully stays healthy the entire season, and hopefully guides the Minnesota Vikings to many victories. Can I get a witness from the congregation here in the Vox Box, ladies and gentlemen? Alex Boone joining 9 to noon. They're not booning, they're booing. They're booing at U.S. Bank Stadium because they're booning.
Stop it.
What's going on?
Not much. Just got back from lifting. What's up?
Doing a side check right here to see how you are off the summer break. You're good.
I'm ready to go.
You ready to go?
No vacations for me, boys.
So the veins popping out is not just natural. You're just kind of juiced up.
That's natural. That's the natural part.
I think Alex Boone is the Bryce Harper of the Minnesota Vikings. For whatever, you know who he is?
Yeah, of course.
Baseball player, Nationals?
Of course I know who Bryce Harper is.
You're an elite sports mind. And, you know, I mean, Bryce is an unbelievably potent offensive player. You're an offensive lineman, so a lot of the things you do are under the radar.
Yeah.
You know, so therefore maybe the comparison to, but whenever I see you, you remind me of Bryce Harper, and I can't figure out why.
And maybe it's because we're both good looking.
Okay.
Maybe that's what it is.
That could be it. Yeah. Ravishing good looks.
There you go.
For sure. You're training camp next week.
Yeah.
Physically, you're ready. Mentally, are you ready?
100%. I'm always ready. I can tell I'm ready when I get a little irritable.
Yeah.
You know, towards camp, my wife starts talking to me, and I just kind of, all right, I got to go. I can't take this right now.
Why be irritable?
Well, you know, the testosterone, it's rolling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm just ready to roll. And simple things in life, I'm just like, you know what? I need somebody yelling at me right now. I need somebody standing over me.
We were just talking about the lighting here at U.S. Bank Stadium.
Unbelievable.
And you know, Main Man, the producer, said there are people in here, sometimes you're going to have to wear sunglasses. Lieber went to the, you ever see men or whomever in the mall or whatever, and they're wearing sunglasses indoors. I then went to the, well, how do you know they're not Jim McMahon-like? And they have, like, an eye condition.
Exactly.
I mean, we're being a little judgy here and just messing around.
Yeah.
Your line coach, Tony Sperano, he wears sunglasses all the time, right?
All the time.
Okay, but is there an eye condition or, like, what's the deal?
I think they're the glasses that when the sun hits it, they turn to that shade.
That's what Ben said.
Is that what you said?
See?
Bro, you're so ready for sideline analysis. It's unbelievable.
Look at that.
The first story in the first preseason game, Tony Sperano's
transition glasses.
transition glasses on the sidelines at Cincinnati.
I didn't even know they still had them, but Tony rocks them.
Yeah, what's it like working with him?
I love Tony.
Well, you had him last year. He was tight ends coach, though.
Yeah, I mean, I got to be around him last year, and he got to see how I was, and I think we clicked a lot. You know, mm-hmm. We hold a lot of guys accountable, and he's the first one to tell you, you know, this is how we're going to do it. We're going to do it the hard way, and we're going to work hard, and I love that about a coach. You don't see a lot of coaches like that anymore. You know, everyone's trying to find the easy way out, and Tony's one of those guys that is you know, Midwest, blue collar. We're going to work, and we're going to work some more, and I love that.
Has Zimmer ever gotten after you?
Oh, yeah. He comes into me all the time.
Really?
I don't know. I try to be quiet around him. I'm trying to just still get him to like me a little bit.
Yeah, but like, what's he get after you about?
Well, apparently being from Ohio State is a big thing to him, because he's always ripping on me about being from Ohio State.
And I'm
jealousy? I don't know.
Yeah, I know. It's weird.
Nobody, everybody's nobody always was, jealous of the Buckeyes.
Jealous.
I get it. It's cool. I just sit back and say, okay.
I just get annoyed with you guys saying the all the time.
I do too, though. I do too. People go, oh, I'm from the Ohio State. I'm like, listen, bro. Come on. You don't have to say it like that. We don't know.
But how many Ohio States are there?
There's only one.
Right.
Get it? The?
Right.
Huh?
I get it, but I have to, like, overemphasize the fact, like, no, we're not the other two Ohio States.
No.
Ohio
State.
We're
the real Ohio State, and we should say
as
that.
As opposed to?
Okie State, and then there's Oregon State. We don't even talk about them, but.
Well, and there's the U. You know, with the hand signals and the fingers and everything.
True story. I'm here for a week, and I'm talking to somebody. I'm like, oh, yeah, where do you go to college? Like, the U. I'm like, Miami. Wow, that's pretty cool. Like, no, Minnesota.
No, I mean the U, Miami.
Yeah. Well, people here apparently think Minnesota is the U.
Okay.
Well, that's more of just a local vernacular to say, like.
You can't steal somebody's name.
No, but I don't think.
You can't steal the name.
But I don't think the players that get in the league when you play with the Gophers say the U if the nationally people know who the
U. No. It's just people around here, like the moms and dads. But I'm still like, listen, you can't steal their name.
Yes.
Like, that's wrong.
You have to be a vocal offensive leader this year, and I'm going to tell you why. Because in the sports abyss of talk radio, when we're like throwing out Vikings topics and stuff, somebody hit me with a bona fide Vikings offensive leader question months ago, like right around the draft or whatever.
Okay.
And I'm like, it's going to be Alex Boone. Now, in the online nameless faceless world, I got killed because they're like, let me get this straight. You got Adrian Peterson, you got Teddy Bridgewater, you got Kyle Rudolph. I know all these guys. I've been around them every minute they've been here during their careers. God bless them. But they're not as vocal, or they're not – their personality type is not wired the way Alex's is. So it's not like Alex is going to try to get controversial and just rip somebody to break somebody down.
Never, never, never.
But he's also going to be the guy that's going to go into groups and talk to individuals and just let them know the implication or the ramifications of what's coming up.
Absolutely.
And doesn't that seem like that's you? Like, I mean, whether it's with the wide receivers or whatever, no hard feelings here. But
yeah, no, I mean, you make it sound so bad, like I'm a terrible person, like I'm a terrible leader. I'm just going to yell at everybody, but I don't. I'm a firm believer of accountability, and I always grew up like that, and I always had to play with the older kids because I was bigger. So they were always kind of like, hey, listen, you need to play up to our standards.
Yep.
So that's just kind of how I was, you know, always raised, and I'm a firm believer that sometimes you need to cut into somebody, and I need to be cut into too, and I'll take it. And I had Teddy over the other day for a little barbecue, and
aww.
And we talked about it, and I was like, hey, listen, if I ever piss you off, if I do anything, just tell me.
Yeah.
Like, I take it. I love stuff when people are just straight with me.
Yeah.
And sometimes I give it a little too hard back, but, you know, it's how I believe that this game should be. You know, this is men. We're men. We play like men. We act like men.
You're coming up on a decade in the league. Ben played a decade in the league. To last that long, there has to be a certain degree of mental wherewithal that's put in.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to study it. You just have to live it, but not do it because you're forced to do it. Do it because you enjoy it.
Yeah.
So I would imagine for you guys, treating it mentally the way you did, can you tell when others are not treating it mentally like that?
Oh, yeah, of course. You know right away.
And see, doesn't it make you want to be the guy to get into them a little bit?
A little bit, but then you have to remember, and this is important, you have to take a step back because everybody's a man, and you can't just cut into somebody's personal life like that. You know. And it was hard for me at first because it's like an on-off switch. You know what I'm saying? There's an on switch, and it starts next Friday, and it's on. And then you got to turn it off sometimes. And it's hard to turn it off because, you know, they brought me in here to do something, and I know what they want me to do. And sometimes I want to be like that all the time. But sometimes I have to realize, hey, listen, we're not doing anything right now. It's okay to be okay, calm, cool. You know, OTAs are over. There's no reason to cut into anybody right now. But once it starts, it starts. It's go time. And you got to start prepping your mind now for it. You know, even little things. Like I mow the lawn all the time now because it's hot, and I got to get used to being outside and sweating. You know, this heat, I'm not used to it. So it's interesting.
You're not used to it. Why?
You know, California, it's 65 every day.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous. It's beautiful. You get a breeze from the ocean. It's kind of like you're spoiled. And you come back here, and there's the humidity, and it's hot, and you're sweating, and you're like, God, I hope I'm ready for this camp. It's going to be different.
Yes, sir.
Well, you talk about the leadership angle. You know, I was one of those quote-unquote lead-by-example guys. I wasn't a super vocal guy. And so I had my own challenges of like, okay, when do I need to step up as a leader and say something? I think conversely for guys that are vocal –
Jesus.
We're in trouble, guys. We did something.
I was told that's the sexy man alarm. That was for you.
Right.
You come
I'm
in.
Blushing.
They play that in Lewiston, Minnesota for Tom West. When he rolls into town with the covered wagon, that's what happens in Lewiston. The sirens go off.
That's how I
He didn't like that.
You know, I would have to imagine that on the other side, that being a vocal guy and somebody that has more charisma and is just more talkative – you have to be now self-aware of when I need to be quiet.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, when I have to check myself and say, all right, am I holding myself accountable before I jump on this guy? And when is my voice too much and too often?
Right. No, I think a lot of it is just I'm so passionate about this game. I love football. I'm obsessed with it. I think it's great. I love the violence. I love the fact that it's a modern-day gladiator sport. You know, you're just out there. It's you versus other guys, and you're just beating the crap out of each other. I enjoy that. And you're right. There is a time where you have to step back and say, you know what? Maybe now is not the time to say something. Maybe I'm not pulling my weight right now, you know? And it's not always having to say something. It's sometimes just going out and just doing everything you can. And you're like, hey, listen, I hope everybody sees what I'm doing. Hopefully they jump on board.
Right.
You know, there's times get tough. You know, two-minute situation, you're down by three. A lot of guys are tired. It's one of those where who's going to be the guy that stands up in the huddle straight? Who's, you know, paying attention? Who's like, hey, listen, we got this. It's fine. We're going to be fine. You know, there's always a calm side, and then there's a crazy side. And you got to be able to balance both of them, and I think that's the key to this game.
What kind of season did you have for the Niners last year, if you were to, like, grade yourself?
You know, I thought I played well. There were some things I could take back. I know, and I'm the worst critic of myself. You know, and I watch film religiously of myself and who I'm playing against, and my wife will tell you, as soon as the game's over, I go home and I watch the game, like, three times just to see what I did wrong because I get so pissed at myself because the things you make mistakes on are so remedial, and they're so simple. And there are things you learn in Pee Wee. You're like, God, if I would have just bent my knees a little bit more, if I'd been a little bit lower, you know, things like that. And you just kind of catch yourself getting a little lazy. in the game because you're in the moment, you're not thinking, and you're just kind of doing, and you're like, God, I got to do this better. But there are some things I wish I could have done better last year, but I think I had a good year overall.
Was that Niners offense last year? I mean, just the Niners offense, the way you know it, is it a quirky offense? I mean, is it tremendously different than what you're looking at now?
Well, when Giro was there, it was probably the most complex offense you could ever have. I mean, it was 300 plays, and they changed all the time. You know, we rotated plays in, and Saturday night, hey, listen, this looks like it'll be good tomorrow. We're going to put this in. He'd be like, oh, my God, now I got to go back and look at all this. And it would be a kill to, an alert. And then all of a sudden, if the safeties came down, it was a, hey, we're going to do the black. And you were like, Lee, so many things to know.
Yeah.
You know, and then when Giro left, it kind of got a little simpler, and then now it's back to being more like Giro style, which I like. You know, it's still simple, but it's still, there's so many ways you can attack a defense that you love it. You're kind of like, this looks great. This looks great. Let's put them together and let's do some of this. I mean, it's just back to more football-esque for me.
Was Anquan Boldin a good teammate?
I loved Anquan. And the fact that he's on the street, I hope that we would go get him. He is, without a doubt, one of the greatest leaders. And he doesn't ever have to say anything because he's always so intense. And you can tell he's giving it 110% every time. You know, he was one of those guys that if a fight broke out, you always knew Anquan was going to be in there just because that's how he is. You know, he's always sticking up for his kind of guys. And it was just so fun to play.
You're talking about on the field.
On the field. Oh, yeah. I mean, Anquan was the first. You almost had to watch him half the time. You'd be like, Anquan, calm down, bud. Calm down. It's okay. You know, and he'd be like, I'd be like, dude, calm down. It's okay. I didn't like when he got upset because it made me feel weird. Like, just because looking at him, I'd be like, God, he's going to hit me in a minute.
Good seeing you.
Thanks, Paul.
Thanks, Alex.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Alex Boone, Sharif Floyd next is 9 to noon.